can trace where it rolls. There is none like you. Let's sing it again with all of our hearts. There is none.
Somebody come to give God praise this morning. Somebody love him. Somebody knows how much he's been good to him. Somebody come to give God praise. Amen. I say somebody come to give God the praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. How many come to worship him this morning? Amen. He's been a doctor in the sick room, lawyer in the courtroom. Amen. He's been a strong tower. He's been a provider. He's been everything we need. You know, there's all the prophet preached a message called the absolute. And he said, you got to take everything back to the final. You got to take it back to the beginning. Yeah. Back to the absolute. Yeah. And let me tell you something. I don't care whatever you got, whatever you have attained, whatever you have accomplished, it goes all back to him. Yeah. Amen. He is the provider. Yeah. Sometimes we think we did things on our own. But no, it's him. Yeah. Amen. And let us not forget that. Amen. Amen. You love the Lord. Amen. Let the church say amen this morning. Church, say amen. Amen. We'll do another chorus of song. Let the church say amen. How about that? Amen. Let the church say hey. Let the church say Let the church say, hey, hey. Let the church say, let the people say, across the building say, amen. Do you love him? Will you serve him? Do you love Jesus? Oh, amen. Let the people say, hey. Let the church say, let the church say, hey. Do you love him? Do you serve him? And the church say, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep going with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, we go through different trials and tribulations. Amen, we go through different trials and different things come upon us that try to beset us. Sometimes we have to just tell the devil, amen. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to slow down. I'm going to let my yay be yay and my amen be my amen. Amen. The word of God is our absolute. Let the church say. Let the church say. Let the people say. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all pray for me. Amen. As Brother Solomon is going to be out, he's keep them in your prayers. They're burying their grandmother on this morning. Amen. So we got... Amen. You're stuck with the B team. Amen. But that's all right. God is still here. Amen. I tell you what, I can feel the presence of the Lord already. Amen. Amen. I can feel that somebody's been praying. Amen. Amen. I can feel the atmosphere charged. Amen. So if we just keep our foot on the gas, amen, and it's all about him. It's not about me. Amen. Because I will make mistakes up here. But if you just consecrate on him, amen, and worship him, amen, you'll get just what you need this morning. You'll get just what you need this morning. Amen. Let us open our scripture, read our scripture. Amen. We're going to, amen, read from Psalms 138. Amen. Psalms 138. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. Psalms 138 reads on this wise, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, my God, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though he walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt receive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, I won't forget. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you gave me the victory. Jesus, I'll never forget. No. How you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. I say, Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Jesus, how you brought me. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'll never. How you said me free. Oh, how can I forget? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. How can I forget what you've done for me? How can I forget? Oh, how you set my soul free. How can I forget? Woo. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, Jesus, I'll never know. Oh, how can I forget what you've done for me? Yes. I'll never forget. Yes. Oh, you set my soul free. I'll never forget. Yes. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. Jesus, I'll never forget. No. I was on my sick bed, and you raised me up, Lord. I was down and out, Lord. Lord, you showed me the way. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I'll never forget. Never, never forget. Never, never forget, Lord. You've been so good to me. You've been mighty, mighty good to me. Oh, hallelujah. No, never. Never. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you've been a shelter. Amen. You are Jehovah Jireh this morning. Oh, my God. You may have your seats if you can. Amen, amen. You love the Lord. You love the Lord. Amen. How can I forget when I think of all the things that he done for me? My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you what, if you just allow your mind to go back and think a little bit, amen. No matter what we're going through right now, no matter where we're at right now, so I thank you where you brought me from, Lord. Oh, God. Could have been dead in my grave. Could have been locked up in prison. Could have been wheelchair. Listen, folks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the great things. Thank you for the things I didn't even know about. He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He was there all the time. Brother Josue, hey man, you love the Lord. He was there all the time. Thank you, Lord. We have a special from Brother Josue and Brother Joseph.
God bless you all. So Sister Mandy was on the list to sing this morning, and she's doing wonderful. Brother Branham said that if somebody asks you how you're doing, your answer should be on your spiritual state. So all is well with her. She's going through a little something right now, but I told her that what she's going through is because of something that she was praying for. So all is well, but she says since she can't be here, then I was supposed to sing. And Joseph said, well, I won't leave you alone. So we're gonna try to do this for you guys. It's already done. It's already done. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done. Yeah, it's already done. Yeah, it's already done. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done. Yeah, our new building is here. Our new building is here. Yeah, our new building is here. Yeah, the battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done.
Jesus Christ is here.
Yes, He is. Jesus Christ is here. Oh, yes, He is. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done. Yeah, we're already healed. We're already healed. By His grace, we're already healed. Yes, we are. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done.
Jesus rose again.
Yes, yes, He did. And Jesus rose again. Yeah, He did. The battle is over. Victory is won. It's already done.
It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. The battle's over. Victory is won, and it's already done. Oh, it's already done. It's already done. Oh. The battle is over. It's already done. Amen. It's already done. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Can we bring the announcements up? Amen. It's already done. Amen. They told me how to pronounce this. Sister Zoe Lise. Did I get it right? 1 year old? That's our precious brother Jerry's family. Amen. God bless her. She's going to be a singer. She's going to be a singer. Amen. She's out there just singing. You hear all the time, just singing away. Amen. Our announcements are as follows. Sister's virtual prayer will be this Tuesday at 7:30. We'll have service, Bible study on Wednesday at 7:30. How many has been enjoying the Bible studies? I've really been in. It's truly rich. Truly rich. You know, I was our economy, natural economy, is in trouble. They're talking inflation and everything's going up. But God's economy is strong as ever. Strong as it's because we operate by a different economy. Y'all know that, right? Yeah, we operate by a different economy. We're not governed by ups and downs in the market. No. Our word is true. It don't go up and it don't go down. It remains true. Amen. And that's what we got. We stand on that. We stand on the word. This whole thing could collapse. We fine. Amen. Because the Bible said, see, that our God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Amen. He could have a fish bring my money. He's a provider. Okay, y'all, I'm not the preacher. I'm doing the announcements. Amen. Virtual streaming will continue through Twitter. Don't you pull, bro. Cable. Virtual streaming will continue through Twitter at Spirit and Truth T. And at Facebook at SAT Tabernacle. That's our virtual streaming. Twitter at Spirit and Truth T. And on Facebook at SAT Tabernacle. Amen. Our upcoming events will be Sunday morning prayer next Sunday morning at 9 to 10. And our Sunday morning service begins at 10:30. But we'd like to request that if you can, please be here at 10 to just get yourself ready for service. Another announcement there. In this location where we're at, because of the facility, they don't have locks on the doors in the bathrooms. We have signs on the bathrooms' doors, occupied, not occupied. But I want to ask everyone to please make sure that if you go to the restroom, just knock and make sure that there's no one in there before you enter, just in case they didn't turn the sign over or something like that. Our ushers are monitoring the bathrooms when someone goes out. It just reminds people and things like that. But we just appreciate you bearing with us in that behalf. Amen. Our giving, www.spiritandtruthtabernacle.org. Or you can give through the My Church app, PayPal, or Cash App. When donating, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any fees. Giving at john423.org without any spaces. Cash App is $SpiritandTruthT. Amen. And our P.O. box is, as you see there, amen, on the screen. So I need the Lord bless those announcements. We govern ourselves accordingly. Amen. We have, amen, I'd like to say God bless you to Sister, is it Deborah Jackson? Deborah Jackson visited this morning. Amen. God bless you. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Amen. We trust that God speaks to your heart this morning. Amen. And we'd also like to welcome Sister Eliza and Amanda. I don't want to mess it up. Belcito, thank you, Erica Belcito, from Brother Steeman's Church. Amen. Glad to have you with us this morning. Amen. We have a praise report this morning from Sister Verna. Amen. It says, I want to thank God for allowing me to walk away from an accident on Wednesday night with minor scratches on my car, while the other two vehicles were a total loss. Amen. when Brother Jack was teaching about the use of body parts, seen and unseen, I was writing and I was asking God, was that for me due to a situation that happened earlier in the day? What does that mean? I remember when Brother Branham said, think twice and speak once. So I said, was that for me? At the very moment I heard a voice said, yes, that's when the accident happened. I had to use my eyes to hear, my hands to hold the wheel, and my feet to pump the brakes. Though I suffered minor neck and back pains, my God is still a healer. Thank you for all of the prayers, texts, phone calls, and even coming to the scene. I love you all. May God richly bless each and every one of you. To God be the glory. He's an on time God. Yes, he is. Amen. You love the Lord. Amen. We want to ask our sister Tina. Amen. No, I'm sorry. Let's get Sister Sarah. Let's get Sister Sarah. I told Tim to say her for last. Amen. We sent Sister Sarah to come and give us a special this morning. Amen. God is faithful.
God bless you.
Of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you believe me now. You turned my life upside down. Took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story about how I overcome. Was his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom, it wasn't based on what I'd done, but his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I thought I deserved, oh, to be 6 feet beneath the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I said, choices made I regret. Oh, I would still be lost. Oh, but for the mercy of God, now I'm alive to tell the story about how I overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom, it wasn't based on what I'd done, but his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. Was the cross meant for me that my Savior carried? Now I've been redeemed by the mercy of God. Was the grave meant for me where my sin lay buried? Oh, I've been set free by the mercy of God. Oh, was the cross meant for me that my Savior carried? Now I've been set free by the mercy of God. Oh, was the grave meant for me where my sin lay buried? Now I've been redeemed by the mercy of God. Now I'm alive to tell the story about how I overcome. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom, it wasn't based on what I've done, but his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. It was his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. It was his goodness and mercy and the power of the blood.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sarah. Amen. One thing I failed to mention, those inside the sanctuary, we have a box over here near the door. You can place your offering inside that box. Due to the time constraints that we have for this this room, we ask that if you could put your offering in before the end of service. If you need assistance from the ushers, just let them know and they'll take it and put it in a box, because our trustees will be coming to get the box during service to process everything. Amen. And also, we're going to pray over the offering. We continue to play softly. If there's any prayer requests, let it be known by the raising of your hands. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace this morning. Most gracious God, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being Lord. We thank you for being all that you are to us this morning, oh Father. We ask you, oh dear God, Lord, that you would bless our giving. Lord God, that you would anoint it, oh Father God, for the purpose in which, oh Father God, to for the building, oh Father God, of your kingdom, oh Lord God, for the moving, oh Father God, of the word, oh Father God, throughout this community, oh Father God. We ask you, oh Father God, to, there's hands that went up all across the building, oh Father God, that, Lord, you know each and every name. You know the hairs on their head. You can count them, Lord. Lord, you know everything about us, oh Father God. Speak to our hearts, oh Father God. Answer the requests, oh Father God. The prayers that's on our hearts, the needs, oh Father God. Meet all the needs of the people, oh Father God. Those present and online, oh Father God. We ask these blessings in Jesus' precious name. The church say amen. 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 Draw me nearer, nearer, precious Lord, to thy cross where precious love to thy precious bleeding side. Draw me nearer. Oh, yes, nearer to thy cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, precious Sister Tina, to thy precious leading side. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, oh, oh, to the cross where thou hast died. Yes, Lord. Draw me nearer, Father. Hallelujah. Sister Tina.
God bless you.
He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 hands, oh, I'd use them all to praise his name. Oh, if I had 10,000 tongues, oh, I'd praise his name with everyone. For he knows me better, much better than anyone else, and he takes better care of me than I care for myself. Woo! He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me, for he knows me better, much better than anyone.
And he takes better care of Tina than I can care for myself. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps right on doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. And he takes better care than I can care. Right on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on through every trial. And tribulation, through every hurt, and disappointment. He keeps right on. Yeah, he's doing great things. Right on. Oh, he takes care of me through my shortness. He takes care of me through my trials and disappointments. And tribulation. Oh, he keeps doing great things. Yeah, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Yes, he keeps doing great things for me. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me.
Amen. He keeps doing great things for me. Yes, he does. He keeps doing great things for me. We let our musician run too soon. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Yes, he does. Oh, he keeps doing great things for me. Amen. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. As we get ready to bring forth the word of God this morning. How many is ready for the word of God? Amen. It is our absolute. Amen. Singing is all right, but we come for the word. We've had the appetizer. Now we're ready. We're ready to feast. Amen. On the word of God. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't. God will do what he says will do. He will stand by his word. It will. He will stand by his word, and he will come through. No weapon formed, oh, shall. It won't work. Say no weapon formed shall. No, no, it won't work. God will do. Oh, God. He will stand. He will come through. Yes. I said I know that God, what he said he will do, and he will stand by his word. He will come through. No weapon formed. Oh, shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. I say it won't work. No weapon formed shall. It won't work. It won't work. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. It just won't work. Hallelujah. No weapon. It just won't work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. Certainly appreciate all that has happened thus far in the service. Amen. On today. And it's good to have everyone in the house of the Lord. Appreciate the specials and everything that has gone forth. God bless you all. I will dismiss the musicians. Thank you all so much. Amen. As Brother Troy was saying earlier, Sister Lois' mother was, they had the homegoing service on yesterday, but they are burying her today. So the family is there, and we just want to remember them in our prayers, and that God would just strengthen them. The Lord blessed her to see a fruitful life, 96 years on the earth, and generations, I mean multiple generations that she had a chance to witness, and you know, just we just thank God for that. Certainly his grace that was given to her, and
You all keep Brother Smiley in prayer. I know that he is in Orlando preaching at Brother Stacy's church, amen, this morning. So we thank God for that opportunity that he had, amen, to go there. Praise the Lord. Let's turn our Bibles to a scripture here in John chapter 1. Last weekend we had a wonderful time with Brother Diggs, amen, and you know, he kind of picked up where we were in some of our messages. We had just preached a message on traits, and he came and just hit all of that. And then I had another sermon that I was just waiting to preach here this morning, and he stepped right into that with his the scriptures. And you know, we'll probably go from a different angle than what he presented to us, but nonetheless, it is the Word of God. Amen. And we trust that we'll all be blessed, amen, by this. So let's look at this, John chapter 1. Amen. Verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And I'm skipping over to verse 10 in the same chapter. And I got a little ring coming back to me here. Just maybe lower me just a little bit. It says here in verse 10, says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Can you imagine all this? Just ponder, you know, what John is speaking to us here. He says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for the opportunity to read the scripture. God, and we pray that your word would just rise up off the pages and speak directly to us, amen, on today. God, be glorified and magnified in this place. I want to remember Sister Lois and God, her family, Brother Solomon and Sister Sherelle, their bearing mom, grandma. Lord, just as they're going through this process today, we pray that you'd give them strength, that you'd help them, God, during this time. And Lord, we thank you for the 96 years that you did give her here on this earth. What a wonderful blessing that is. And God, we just ask that you just strengthen them and just be with them during this. All the other saints, Lord, that are not here today, you know, whatever the reasons are, just ask that you be with them. I want to remember Brother Smiley as well, as he's there in Orlando ministering the word of God. Use him for your glory and for your honor, God, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Good to see you, Sister Portia. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a title today, Beloved, Now Are We the Children of God. Amen. Beloved, now are we the children of God. And when I'm going to hit another passage of scripture here in a second. And but I was just really, really blessed by this scripture that we just read. And you know, last week when Brother Diggs had actually read it, I said this was the one that I needed because it connected with something else that I had. So just bear with me here. I'm just looking at this. So we just read here, you know, in the Bible, John 1, verse 10, it says, he was in the world. And this is talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This just really strikes me, the creator, you know, of the universe, the one that spoke, let there be, had become flesh. And here he was dwelling amongst mankind. Amen. If I could just use words like this, he was going to school every day. Come on, somebody. And as he was approaching school, these kids had no idea who was their student, the student that was next to them. When the teacher would call him up to the board and he would figure out the math problem, the teacher had no idea who this child was. Right? Maybe the neighbors, amen, in the neighborhood had no idea who was living next to them. Right? I want you to try to get this, amen, in your mind. When he went to work, praise God, because he was a carpenter. Amen. When he went to work, the co-workers had no idea who was working next to them. This is the creator of mankind. This is the one that gave you breath to breathe. Hallelujah. This is the one that put life in your body. This is the one that's made a way out of no way. This is the one when you heard the testimonies in church about God opening up a Red Sea. Amen. When you heard the testimonies about, amen, a lion's den and a lion's not being able to take advantage of Daniel. When you heard about the three Hebrew boys in a fire and a fourth man stepped in. This is the one that is standing there. This is the one that is sitting there. He came into this world. Came into this world. The Bible tells us this. He was in the world and the world was made by him. Good God Almighty. And the world knew him not. You know, I have to say it somewhat bothers me that they didn't know. How is it that they missed the Lord Jesus? How is it that they missed it? Right? Because you know, the same way today, I want to put it this way, the same way they missed the Lord Jesus, they're also missing us. Oh, yes, they're also missing us. They don't recognize who we are. Come on, somebody. I'm not here just delivering a package, right? I'm not here just fixing computers. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever your job is, you're not there just running numbers. Amen. Right? You're not just volunteering where you're volunteering. You're not there just teaching a class. Glory to God. Amen. There's a daughter of God walking into your presence every day. There's a son of God walking into your presence every day. The world knows us not. We're not just an ordinary church. We're not just another group of people sitting here gathered. We have come from God, and we're going back to God. We know who we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And our names may not be written in who's who, but we know our names are written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, hallelujah, church. I think it's important that we recognize who we are. Even though the world didn't know Jesus, Jesus knew who he was. And, you know, and I think, you know, we'll get to this in a little bit, but there were some in the world that knew who he was. And one of them, amen, that I believe it clicked somewhere along the way that this wasn't just an ordinary baby, right? I mean, Mary got a revelation at some point in time. Because when Jesus came of a certain age and the family hadn't been invited to a wedding, and here they all are headed to this wedding, and when they get there to the wedding, you know, somehow, some way, they run out of wine. Glory to God. And Mary, though, I believe, it's just my imagination, I believe Mary had gone through certain things in the home where she knew that when trouble arose, she could go to Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to know the same thing. When trouble arises, we can go to Jesus. Hallelujah. You might not be able to get to mama. You might not be able to get to daddy.
Glory to God. When you call, maybe they're busy and they can't take the telephone call. But you can always call on Jesus. And he's always there to answer. But maybe Mary had some experiences there in the house that she could give the people advice, saying, now, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Oh, glory. It may sound crazy. It may sound ridiculous. But if he tells you to do it, just do it. And here Mary said, now, this is what you do. So Jesus come and say, now, I tell you what, it's really before my time, but just go get some water pots and fill them up with water and just, you know, just get water pots and just bring them. And there and at this wedding, glory to God, he turns the water into wine. Right? She had a revelation. She had an understanding of who this was. This was the Creator that was in her presence. Glory to God. And I believe everybody else that tasted of that wine also knew the Creator was present. They never seen a man turn water into wine. Glory to God. Now, I want to just maybe read something here because I'm kind of intertwining some things here. My title is Beloved. Now, we are the children of God. See, I mean, Jesus certainly was the first begotten of the Father, but we're also sons of God. We're also daughters of God. We are the children of God. Now, I want to just read something, and my prayer is that in recognizing who we are, we'll come to our spirit, man, will get settled. Amen. That, you know, we don't have to be worried about this and worried about that. We are the children of God. Now, I want you to understand. I want to say this. We're not using that in a way of arrogance. Amen. But it's just recognizing that as a son of God, the devil can only go so far. Only as far as God will let him. Hallelujah, somebody. Some of us should have already been dead. Accidents that we had and all kind of other things that we ran into. The reason you are not gone right now because God said not so. Hallelujah. God said not so. Amen. That Satan has boundaries. He can only go so far. Now, as children of God, we got to go through things. Now, understand that. That's part of life. We're going to have some trials. We're going to have some distresses. We're going to have some tribulations. That is part of this journey. Even Jesus had to go to a cross. So we're not running from trials and we're not trying to stop that. It's through that that our characters develop. So we thank God for it. But I want to say it's not a place of arrogance, but it's a place of certainty. I know who I am in Christ. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. Amen. Look at this now. I want to read from this sermon, Jairus and Divine Healing. The prophet makes a statement that says, it's the atmosphere. He says, you got to get away from it, from that old confusion. It says, oh, am I going to be? You're scared. Look at this. It says you're scared. He says, that's what's the matter. Say you're scared. That's what's the matter. You'll be frying your meat of a morning for breakfast. And the first thing you know, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to shock you a little bit. Now, listen to what he says. I'm going to shock you a little bit. You don't mind, do you? He says, all right, for instance, the meat's frying, and all at once the grease pops out on your hand. My God. Says, now, if you'll shake it off. Now, I want you to catch what the prophet is saying. If you will shake it off, not when the grease pop. Get your phone and try to call the pastor. Or try to call somebody else for prayer. No, when the grease pops. Oh, I don't know if we get that, church. I'm not just talking about when grease pops. I don't care what comes against you. Hallelujah. If God is for you, then who can be against you? When anything comes against you, just learn how to shake it off. Oh, glory to God. I'm reminded of the song, amen, of the, amen. I forget who the songwriter was that was singing about the mule that was caught inside of a well. Yeah. And they would just take the dirt and they would just put it in there, amen, on the mule inside the well. And every time some dirt would come on the mule would just shake it off. And they'd put some more dirt in, the mule would shake it off. And everybody, see, if you didn't have a understanding as to what the mule was doing, you'd think, why is this mule doing that? But every time it was shaking off, it was stepping up a little higher. So they put some more dirt in it and shake it off. Step up a little higher. Shake it off. Step up a little higher. When this trial comes, shake it off. Step up a little higher. When that trial comes, shake it off. Step up a little higher. Praise God. Amen. The trial did not come to destroy you, but the trial is coming to bring you to perfection. Glory, hallelujah. My, I forgot to start my timer. Forgive me. The first few minutes are free. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Look at what the prophet says here. He says, if you'll just shake it off and go on frying meat. Now, don't just quit. Oh, I got burnt. No, shake it off and keep frying the meat. Don't let nothing interrupt you. Oh, hallelujah, church. I hope you can get this. Don't let anything interrupt you. You got something that God wants you to do. You got a purpose. You got a plan. Stick to your plan. Hey, my children doing this. Shake it off. And I'm going to keep praising God. I had to move from that church to this place. Shake it off. And I'm going to keep praising God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. This one might have said no to the loan. Shake it off and keep pursuing till somebody says yes. They said no to the job. Shake it off and keep applying for more jobs. Don't you lower your bars. Don't you lower your standards. Don't you lower your goals. Don't you lower your vision. Shake it off and keep pressing on. Children of God, children of the Most High God, you got to know who your daddy is. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump Jr. say some of the things he say because he know who his daddy is. Some of the other Trump family, they do all kinds of stuff because they know who their daddy is. Amen. You got to know who your daddy is. Abba Father. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. For instance, the meat's frying and all at once the grease pops out on your hand. Now, if you just shake it off and go on frying meat, it wouldn't bother you. Now, I know you didn't get that just right because that didn't settle in the people's spirit. Brother Branham tells you, I'm going to shake you now. I'm going to shock you when I say this. He said, now, if you fry meat and the grease pops out and you just shake it off and keep on frying meat. And then he also say it won't bother you. You ought to use that. I will put that quote over my stove. Shake it off. He said it won't bother me. Well, I see a little something. That's a lie. It's not supposed to bother me. I'm not going to accept it. Praise God. All right. Let's keep going. He says, it says, I know you didn't get that just right. Look, the first thing, where's the ungenting? Something you see grabbed your hand. See, it scares you to death. That's what does it. It's fear. And brother Dick spoke, casting down fear. Glory to God. Peter walking on the water. He was walking all right till he seen the waves contrary and he got scared. Jesus said, why'd you fear? Amen. That's what's the matter with the Holy Ghost people today. They got a lot of fear. Right? Say the devil's just trying to scare you out of something. Even the devil know you getting ready to get a blessing. So what the devil got to do is try to scare you so you don't get your blessing. Get you operating in fear. You know, the same strength it takes to operate in fear is the same strength it takes to operate in faith. It's just where you're going to point it. What target you're going to point towards. I'm going to point towards faith. Faith can change anything. All right, let me keep going here. He says, That's what does it. He says that's what's the matter with the Holy Ghost people today. They got a lot of fear. The devil's just trying to scare you out of something. He's trying to put something off somewhere else. Say, some of these days you'll be this. You are now. Now we're sons of God. Now we're seated together in heavenly places. Now we have all powers in heaven and earth. See, now we have it. Not in the millennium. We won't need it then. We got it now. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And if we got it now, we ought to use it now. Amen. Amen. Now we are the sons of God. It does not appear what we shall be, but we know we will be like him. What you are here is a reflection of what you are somewhere else. Those who he called, he justified. Is that right? Those who he justified, he hath glorified. Already in the presence of the Father, we have a glorified body. He says, woo, wasn't that deep, all right? We'll find out whether it's right or not. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting. Is that right? That's right. So right now, what we are there is a reflection. What we are here is a reflection of what we are somewhere else. So if your deeds are evil, you know where it comes from. You know where your other body's waiting. That's if your deeds are evil. But if your deeds are good and righteous, you also know where your other body is waiting. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank the Lord for this. Amen. Now, I want to slip into another little thought here. As we just, you know, again, the scripture tells us that he came to his own. They didn't receive him. Not only that, he was in the world knew him not. And then he came to his own received him not. Just very negative. You know, when you look at the world, don't know him. The very place that he created, they have no idea who he is. And then the ones that he's coming specifically for actually reject him. Think about it. They actually reject the world. I mean, these are the ones that he's coming to die for, and they reject him. That's a sad situation to be in, right? I mean, you can imagine, you know, just as a human, certain people that you might want to, I want to do this and I want to do that. Maybe for a family member, for a loved one, I want to do this. And you do it and they reject you. It's not a good feeling. But yet he does it anyway. Hallelujah. Now look at this. I want to just kind of pick up something out of the message expectation. The prophet says, all right now, let's give a little drama here. Let's give a little drama here. He says, let's say there's a prayer room out at the temple. Say it's Monday morning. And oh, there's about 2 million something Jews in Palestine then. Probably many hundred children was born overnight. Right? He's given a drum and says, and every day there would be a line of women lined up there for circumcision of the male child, offering turtle doves of lambs. If it was a peasant, they had turtle doves. If it was a rich person, a lamb, he says, a lamb, the rich person. Says, for the purification of the mother and circumcision of the child and so forth. You know, the Jewish laws, let's say this was Monday morning. Says, all right, I see the temple is busy. People coming and going around and around. It's all going around. After a while, I see a long line of people, women standing all up and down that line. So the prophet is kind of putting us on the scene, amen, of what's happening when Jesus is coming, amen, to be offered at the temple. All right, the dedication time for the babies and everything like that, purification for the mother. He goes and says, and I see some of the women where are there with the little babies with their little pink knitted needlework gowns on them and little shawls and little blue shawls. And each one leading a little lamb, rich women. And oh, how pretty, way down the line, let's look. I see a little lady standing down there with her head bowed. My God, just a little girl with a baby in her arms. Oh my, poor, oh glory to God. Says, oh my, poor, two turtle doves, clothes wrapped in swaddling cloth. Now notice what he said about the other mothers. They had little blue shawls. Amen, for the boys, for the boy babies, and maybe some pink shawls for the girl babies. But this mother, my God, had her baby wrapped in swaddling cloth. Amen. That's what they take off the yoke of an ox. You know, when he's plowing, keep him from rubbing his shoulders. There was nothing in the manger. So she just didn't have no clothes. Good God Almighty. I need y'all to see this. Amen. When our Lord and Savior was coming to this earth, they had no baby shower for him. Nobody to buy diapers. Nobody to give some little onesies. Nobody to do any of that. I'm talking about he came into this world and they knew him not. And look at the way he came. Look how humble he came into the world. Amen. Sometimes we think we owed something. We need to realize we're nothing without God. Amen. Glory to God. Look at this now. He says, he said, just didn't have no clothes. You talk about poor. There's not a family in Phoenix that poor. Charity would do more for you than that. But he was the very God of creation, standing here, born in a manger, come by the way of a manger, and went out the way of capital punishment, came to his own in the world, and the world was made by him. The world knew him not, and he was laying there in his mother's arms, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Now, I want to, you know, just inject a little bit here before I go further, amen, in that particular quote. Actually, I'm going to be kind of moving around back and forth. I'm going to go back to the raising Jairus' daughter. I'm going to go back to that, but I'm going to come back to this expectations. But let me just kind of move around here a little bit. Amen. As I, you know, I'm just looking at our Lord and Savior. Amen. Coming to the earth and looking at how humble it was. His parents so poor. I'm talking about God. God could have made a decision to come through a palace. He could have been born in a house where there was a king already on the earth, but he didn't do it that way. Amen. He came to, amen, a place where they could barely rub two nickels together. I want you to think about it. Amen. Here, you know, he chooses this couple that he's going to use as so he can become kin to mankind. I want to put it that way. We know that Mary was not his mother and Joseph was not his father. Amen. It was God created this entire body inside of Mary. Mary's just an incubator carrying, amen, Christ. But they did have a responsibility to raise him and to teach him and to do all these things. They had that responsibility, but yet he was God in the flesh. I want to say this. Jesus was more than the cousin of John the Baptist. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus was more than a teacher. When they called him rabbi, he was more than just a teacher. Amen. Jesus was more than a carpenter. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was the second Adam who came to redeem his own. Amen. Glory to God. The reason the world could not receive him is because the world was not his own, but he came to redeem his own. Amen. Jesus was God in the flesh. This is what we read in scripture. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I remember, you know, a little story here of a sister, Brother Branham ran into her. She said, you brag too much on Jesus. So you brag too much on him. You say, you try to make him divine. He said, oh my, sister, I can't brag enough on the Lord Jesus. I can't preach enough about the Lord Jesus. I can't talk enough about the Lord Jesus. She said, you just brag too much on Jesus. She said, I can show you in your own Bible where he was not divine. He said, you can show me in the Bible where Jesus was not divine. She said, please pull up that scripture for me, sis. And she went and turned her Bible, and she got the story of Lazarus, and she looked and she saw the shortest verse in the Bible, two words. And she thought she was prudent for it. So it said right here, Jesus wept. That shows how could he be divine and crying at the same time. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I like this because I wrote this note. He was human enough, amen, to be touched by the infirmity. But he was God enough to raise Lazarus from the dead. And you know, Brother Branham said, sis, you know, that's a very weak argument. I mean, just you got to keep reading the rest of that story. Right? Because you got him, you know, Jesus wept. Yes, he did weep as a man. He was touched by that. It says, but when he straightened up his shoulders, amen, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. That was more than a man that spoke that. And the prophet even told us, had he not called Lazarus by name, everything that was in the grave would have come forth at that time. So he was human enough that when he got a little weary and wanted to lay on the back of a boat, amen, as he was going across to the other side, he was human enough to be tired enough to want to go to sleep. Hallelujah. But when they woke him out of his sleep, glory to God, because trouble was all around. I'm telling you, when Jesus saw trouble, he didn't panic. He shook it off, praise God. He looked at the wind and the waves, and he said, peace, be still. We need to wake up sometime and shake some things off and speak to the wind and waves in our life. Peace, be still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said it took more than a man to do things like that. That was God Almighty veiled in human flesh. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me, I think I'm going to just keep reading here. Amen. In that message expectation. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Yes, let me just keep reading that. So she was coming along. I can hear some of them say, hey, that's that girl there. Says, you know, that's the girl that had the baby without being married. Don't stand near her. They kept their distance. Put your mind of some of them sisters, people today. Bunch of holy rollers don't have nothing to do with them. Little Mary knew where she was standing. So does the church that's born again of the power of God and knows where they're standing. Don't make any difference what you say. You can say they're crazy, whatever you want, but they know where they're at. Don't you worry. Just go ahead and say it. It says she never opened her mouth. She rocked the little fellow and patted him on the cheek. He looked up, amen, and them little eyes staring. Like little stars looking at his mother. She pat him. Some of them say, look at that. Isn't that awful? And they didn't know what that was. Their very creator laying there in that arm. So it come on down. There he was holding her arm like that. And she was patting the little fella, playing with him. And I can see the mothers keeping their distance from her. You got to put yourself on the scene. Amen. Oh, there was the Christ of the temple. In the temple, poor, humble. I can see Simeon sitting out there reading Isaiah. Hallelujah. See, everybody, amen, wasn't like these ladies that were criticizing. There were some people under expectation looking for him. And now he picks up Simeon. Oh, my. Glory, glory, glory. It says, let me find my place again here. And Simeon sitting out there reading Isaiah, all we like sheep going astray. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we were healed. Now he's meditating on the word of God. And we need to learn how to meditate on the word of God. Unto us a child is born. Amen. Unto us a son is given. I can hear Simeon say, wonder who wrote that. You all believe in being led by the Spirit of God? Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Is that right? He said, now the Holy Ghost told him. I love the way the prophet puts it. Now the Holy Ghost told him he was going to see Christ before he died. And there he is reading, you know, and on like that. And I can hear the Holy Ghost say, Simeon, stand up. My, Simeon say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Start walking, Simeon. Amen. Where, Lord? Just walk, Simeon. Amen. That's all. Just keep walking. Oh, my, hallelujah. I like that. Just keep walking. And if I can encourage you this morning, whatever you facing, praise God, keep walking. Keep pressing on. Glory to God. God gonna bring you through. Sometimes you can't explain every step of this journey. But know that God is with you. And if God is with you, who can be against you? It says, keep walking. Glory, 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 glory. Look, he says, I made you a promise, Simeon. You don't know nothing about it right now, but you're walking right into it. Come on, let me get rid of this. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. So just, and I like this. As you walk in church, you're walking right into your promise. Now you can't see the promise. You know something there. But you got to understand you're taking a step of faith. And with faith, you can't see every step of the way. But just keep pressing on. Keep walking. Don't give up. Oh, my. Just because this one said no don't mean all of them going to say no. Man, Brother Wesco got that first house. Yeah, I mean, it was against preachers to buy houses. They said their income was not stable. They didn't know what they was going to get from week to week. Oh, come on, church. Can I talk about it just a little bit? Because sometimes saints, amen, they go through in their finances. And the first thing that gets challenged when you're going through your finances is your tithe and your offering. Amen. Glory to God. That's the first thing to say, oh, Lord, I need you to understand. What God understands is that you don't trust him. That's what God understands. You don't trust him. Right? Because when you're going through, actually, that's a test where God trying to see what you're going to do now. Amen. Bring that tithe and that offering right to the house of God. I mean, even when it seems like that bill ain't going to get paid and that bill ain't going to get paid, I got news for you. If you just bring it and give it to God, before you get back home, the bill will be paid. You will never see the miracle if you don't put God first. Bake me a cake first. Then you'll see the miracle. And everybody got to be tested in that area. I had to be tested in that area. Oh, Gloria. Tithing and offering. Man, I'm coming back here. I'll get back there in a second, and let me just try to find where I was. Amen. But, you know, I shared a testimony, but I'll share it again. Maybe somebody needs to hear it. But, I had already paid my tithes. Me and Sister Erica were celebrating our anniversary, and I have no money to take her nowhere. I was always broke, it seemed like. Thank God for her standing by my side. Amen. Broke when we got married. Broke during the marriage. And broke. But I think I had $100 to try to take her to Orlando. Amen. For our anniversary. And that day we go to church and the pastor decide on that day. And I got $100 cash and got a little money on my credit card. And I say, Lord, okay, I'm going to use the money on the credit card to get the hotel room. And I this $100 cash, we'll be able to eat some McDonald's and all that along the way. We might not be able to get no steaks, but we can get something to eat. And, I say, Lord, I'm going to take this. And soon as service over, we're going to get on the road and we're going to go. Got the girls all situated. We're taking off. We leaving for our anniversary. And while I'm there in church and come down from doing song service, the pastor decide that day we need $10,000. I say, Pastor, not now. It's time for the word. You got to preach the word. He say, lock the doors. We need $10,000. We can't leave until we get $10,000 today. I say, my God, the pastor holding us hostage in the church over an offering. I was in the seat of the scornful. So, you know, I sat there and I listened, and he just started singing song after song after song. He would not move off that $10,000. Bro, Wesco got some bulldog faith. That's why when you're going up against something, you need to sit down and just talk to them. Go visit them. Let them just encourage you with some of the things that God did for them. Amen. And he was there. He said, no, we gotta get this. And I say, Lord, I just can't believe. So I think eventually I got on. I went and put $10 in there. He kept singing. And everybody else was giving a little money here and there. And I was up on the camera. Just finished, you know, I went from song service to the camera. Whatever they needed in church, I was doing. So he kept saying, I said, Lord, I ain't got but 90 more dollars. I had 100. Now I put 10. And now I got 90. I'm trying to take my wife somewhere, Lord. And as he kept saying, I just kept feeling, give the 90. Give the 90. I said, Lord, I ain't got no money on my, Jesus. And I stopped fighting with God. And I'm going to tell some of y'all right now, stop fighting with God. Stop fighting with God. So I finally, I said, you know what? I jumped off the camera, reached in my pocket, got the whole $90 out, because that's all was in there. I just pulled all out, put it in the offering. I never told my wife. Oh, my. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're gonna hit this in Bible study. Sometimes you can't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. I ain't tell her. She knew what was going up to Orlando, but she know I only had $100. She know that. She didn't know that I just gave the whole $100 in the offering. Now, if I would have told her that, dear, I only brought $100 to church, I'm guaranteed to get this. Do what you think Sister Erica would have said? Are you sure that's the Lord? Abraham couldn't tell Sarah what he was getting ready to do with Isaac. You think Sarah would have just let that happen? You mean all the time I waited for this boy, and now you're going to take him and offer him? No, he couldn't say nothing to nobody. But I was obedient to the Lord. I just went and dropped the whole $90 into the offering. I said, okay, I'm going back to the camera. God going to make a way somehow. And when I turned around to go to the camera, Brother Wesco say, oh, my, glory to God. This brother is so faithful. We're not taking no more offering for the parking lot. We're going to raise an offering for him and his wife. He didn't know that I just gave my whole my last $90. And they raised the offering right there on the spot, and I received $900. Oh, yes, we ate steak. We ate lobster. Oh, yes. Won't he do it? Hey, you can't tell me, because like Brother Diggs say, I seen him do it. Hey, I seen him do it. I experienced him do it. You got to learn to shake it off. Keep walking, church. Look like that whole thing is against you, but keep pressing on anyway. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me keep going here. Amen. Now, here they were at the temple. Here the Lord Jesus being brought to the temple just as a baby. And, you know, I'm going to read this. Let me see how far I'm going to go with this. Where am I? Which paragraph? Okay, 81. I want to. Let me just keep reading. Let me read this. It says, just keep walking. Let me catch that. I made you a promise, Simeon. You don't know nothing about it right now, but you're walking right into it. Simeon walks out, you know, like that. Well, I never felt like this before. He said, there's just something just at peace somehow. And he's talking, Lord, is this far enough? Is this far enough, Lord? Just keep walking. Now y'all got to understand, when Brother Branham is sharing this, he's sharing this from his own experience. Because he's been placed in a spot where he has to do a just keep walking. Y'all get this, right? Amen. I mean, this whole story is coming from what happened when he was on his way, amen, through Memphis, Tennessee. And he got stopped. The plane got grounded. And it brought there to Memphis, Tennessee, and the sister was there on the ground praying, saying, now, Lord, I'm your Shunammite woman, and I can identify myself in the scripture. I see my condition in the Bible. It says, but where is your Elijah? Now, she asked the right question, because Elijah was flying right over the top of the city, and the plane had to be grounded. Mechanical failures. They didn't understand what was going on. It was God answering the prayer of one woman. And everybody had to be disrupted because one woman was getting a prayer answer. Oh, I love that, church. Amen. Everybody else would be disrupted if God wants to bring the answer to you. The doctor will be disrupted. The nurses will be disrupted. Amen. The car dealer will be disrupted. The bank will be disrupted. Whoever got to be disrupted for God to bring the promise to pass, they'll just be disrupted. Hear this, hear the Lord, you know, the Lord allows the plane to be grounded, and the next morning, Brother Branham gets up and say, he feels the Spirit of the Lord, say, just start walking. Walk where, Lord? Yeah, walk right on through that neighborhood. Lord, are you sure? Yeah, just keep walking. And while he walking, he got into the spirit. Began to sing a song, I'm one of them, I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And as he's walking and he's getting ready to walk right by the lady, that lady had been standing there. Amen, says 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Before the sun could rise, God told her, I'm going to send you Elijah. Elijah, you just be standing there. And then she say, this is what Elijah going to look like. And this is what Elijah going to have. Yeah. So here the lady standing there. She looking by vision, standing by faith, waiting for him to pass by. Yeah. I don't know how many hours she was out there, but she was waiting, praise God. Sometimes we got to learn how to wait on the Lord. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. But learn how to wait on the Lord. She stood there just waiting. And here come the prophet walking by. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. And he just in the spirit while he's singing. And the lady said, good morning, parson. He said, how you know I was a parson? Now, God never showed him why he was walking. But I tell you what, when he come in contact with this lady in the conversation that was held with that lady, it caused him to realize why God had him walking. So how you know I was a parson? Say, well, the Lord showed me that you was going to be coming. He said, now you forgot, you don't have your briefcase, though. You're supposed to have a briefcase. He said, I left it in the hotel. How you know all that? He knew that the lady saw it by vision. He says, my name is William Branham, and I pray for the sick. Have you ever heard of my ministry? Say, no, I ain't never heard of your ministry. But here's what my situation is. I'm the Shunammite woman. I got a child in there, and he's dying. And say, look, I don't even want him to get healed. I just want to know that he's saved. Because if he's saved, I'll see him on the other side. He ain't got to be healed. Just let him be saved. Oh, if we had some more mamas like that. I don't need him to be a millionaire, God. I just need him to be saved. I don't need her to have this and have that. I just need to know she's saved. You say, well, you know, I pray for the sick. Say, if you don't mind, I'd like to come in and pray for him. I say, yes, you're welcome, parson. Come on in and pray for him. He said he walked into that little old itty bitty house. He said, my, the presence of God was so real in that little bitty home. And as he walked in, he saw the little boy just on the bed, a young man, I should say, and he just screaming out, it's dark in here, it's dark in here, it's dark in here. And he's like, man, a very dreary situation. Say, mama, say, auntie, that's what he calls. Say, if you don't mind, you pray first. And he got down there on his knees, and they both got down. That woman began to pray, and it brought tears to a prophet's eyes. They hear that lady praying like that. Let me tell y'all something. She wasn't silent. She wasn't calling out and saying, no, I ain't going to pray tonight. No, she opened her mouth wide and began to ask God things concerning her son. Prophet heard it, brought tears to his eyes. And as he began to cry, he knew the presence of the Lord was there. He said, Lord, you know, he started praying, saying, Lord, I don't know nothing about this. You didn't show me this. You just told me to keep walking, and I start walking. And she told me about her son, so I'm here. I know you gave me a ministry to pray for the sick, so I'm going to pray for the sick. And God, I got to go catch my plane. He said, so Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch this boy. And while he praying, he heard the boy change his testimony. In the middle of prayer, he starts saying, it's dark in here. Now he's starting to say, it's light in here. It's light in here. It's light in here. His whole situation changed in a moment of time just through prayer. Let me tell you something. Whatever you're going through, it can change in a moment of time through prayer. Got up. Ran back to the airport, so I probably don't miss my plane, but he heard him say as he was getting all the stuff together and running through the airport, last call for Louisville, Kentucky. Made it just in time. So when Brother Branham's giving us this thought here, he's already had experiences like this. Amen. Let's pick it up now. Amen. It's to talk about Simeon, how Simeon's just walking. Glory, keep walking. Glory, glory, glory. Is that far enough, Lord? Just keep walking. Walks over and sees where this line of women, well, I think I'll walk down. And as he got closer, something began to move on him. Don't you believe that? Led by the Spirit of God, sons of God, the promise is there. The Messiah was in the temple, the very one that the Holy Ghost promised him. He walks down. He sees this little woman. He reaches over and he takes that baby out of her arms. tears running off his white beard. Now, he was drawn to the one that had the swaddling cloth. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Simeon is drawn to this one, right? So he says, reaches over, takes the baby out of her arms, tears running off his white beard, said, "Now, Lord, let thy servant depart in peace according to thy words, for mine eyes have seen your salvation." Oh, my, led of the Holy Ghost. Yes, he was expecting to see him. And if he was expecting to see him, God is under obligation to let him see him. See, there were some people that was looking for him. Simeon was one of those, and Anna at the same time, you know, she came. If you go back and read it in the scripture, I wrote it down. I don't have it in front of me. I think it's in the book of Luke there. But you can go back. Yeah, Luke chapter 2. You can pick up the whole thing. But Anna was there also as a witness that's just to prove that it was the Lord Jesus. He was not just another child coming to be dedicated. Amen. He was just, amen. This was the God of heaven that was coming, the Redeemer that was coming, salvation was coming. You know, and as I thought about this, because, beloved, now we are the children of God. Let's pick up a scripture. Let's pick up a scripture. 1 John 3. 1 John 3. I was at my house a few weeks ago, and I was just trying to read a little scripture before we leave. Amen. In the morning, we have a word of prayer, and we read a scripture. And that morning, I just, you know, picked up this, and I start reading it. And as I picked it up, I said, "My, this really speaks to me." But here in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." Now, that's the part that really got me. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. When you students that are, amen, going to school, your classmates have no idea who you are. Those of you that report to work, amen, every day, your co-workers have no idea who you are. They don't realize a son of God or a daughter of God had just walked into the room. Oh, hallelujah. They have no idea what they're connected with. And I was saying earlier, Jesus was not just the cousin of John the Baptist. I want you to know something. Your family don't even know who you are. This is my cousin. I'm more than your cousin. I mean, in Mary and Joseph's case, he was more than a son. Right, he was more than a brother to them siblings. He was more than that. Right. Hallelujah. It's time for, amen, us to first recognize who we are. Amen. Because here the scripture says, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Amen. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. We and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, as I was just, you know, thinking about, you know, this just pondering on this poor family, glory, that's coming to the temple one day just to offer for purification for the mother and, you know, dedication of this child and everything, and nobody really understood. Here these sisters are just talking, "Oh, that's her, look at her. That's the one that, you know, had that baby without being married." And she said, the Holy Ghost came to her. Have you even ever heard of anything called the Holy Ghost? This new language she using, come on, what she expect us to believe? We know, we know how children are born. We know, but didn't know that was their very creator they were speaking of like that. Hallelujah. As I pondered on it, just hit me. I thought of another poor family that came to this earth, gave birth to a son. And when this boy was born, there just so happened to be a dove, I think, flying through the room. Amen. The supernatural happened when this boy was born. Amen. This boy that was born in this house, amen, was predestinated by Almighty God to fulfill certain prophecies in the scripture. Amen. He attended school at one time, and I'm talking about so poor, he attended school. One day he went to school with his mama's shoe on one foot and his daddy's shoe on the other foot. You talk about poor. Can you imagine, amen, sending your kids out to school like that, and it's cold, and they need to have their feet covered. So he got to go to school with one mama's shoe and one daddy's shoe. You know he was ridiculed for that. You know he was made fun of for that. And I thought about what this young man was experiencing throughout his life, and I just wonder how, I mean, maybe most of his classmates had no idea who this boy was that had one daddy's shoe and one mama's shoe. They had no idea who this guy was. Amen. And they were ridiculing him and picking at him and doing everything they could. Amen. Just to try to destroy him. But they had no idea this man was the very fulfillment of Scripture. I said, little did they know that they were attending school with the seventh messenger of Revelation 1, 2, and 3. Little did they know that they were attending school with the man that was fulfilling Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6. Glory to God. See, the scripture says we came into the world and the world didn't know us. See, the world knoweth us not. They didn't even know this prophet that God had put on the earth. I thought about that. Look at this. Amen, amen. I want to say this. I don't know your story. I don't know all your story. But can I just say this? My family grew up poor too. Amen. We come from Pleasant City. Amen. And now I'm going to tell you, that's not even, you won't find that on the map. Amen. It's a part of West Palm Beach. But the area is called Pleasant City. And anybody from Pleasant City knows where Pleasant City is. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I mean, but I thought about it. Some of y'all, I know your story and I know, amen, what some of your background is. Amen. And I just want to say that some of y'all come from Cocoa Beach. Some of y'all come from West Palm Beach. Some of y'all come from South Africa and Belgrade and Clewiston. Amen. New York and Ghana, South Carolina, Haiti, Alabama, New Jersey, Zimbabwe, Riviera Beach, Jamaica. You come from all kind of places with all kind of stories. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's something in each one of us that's connected to this word that we have. Amen. Glory. Come from Puerto Rico. Amen. But something drew our attention to this word. Glory to God. The world might not know us, but we know who we are. Amen. We are believers, not just believers. We are children of the Most High God. I'm fellowshipping with God's children here this morning. Amen. Our classmates did not realize who we were. Our cousins may not realize who we were. The co-workers may not realize who we are. But we are sons and daughters of the Almighty God. I want to tell you something else. You are the second Eve. Because Jesus was the second Adam. But you are the second Eve that was ordained not to fall. Amen. Behold, beloved, now are we the children of God. I'm not talking about we will be. We are right now. We are right now. We know who our daddy is. We know who our father is. Glory, 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 glory. Amen. Here, amen, in John 1, verse 10 through 13, we read a little earlier, says he was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Glory, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But I love this, but as many as received him, that's us, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And I want to go another step in that, because John was writing about you when he wrote this, which were born not of blood. Let me tell you something. Your parents didn't plan to have you. Amen. And in some situations, some of your parents say, well, now, you know, we really wasn't trying. Yes, you were trying. If they was born, you was trying. Amen. But now, we really wasn't trying to have no children. You a mistake. Don't let your parents tell you that you was a mistake. Because the scripture says that you were, amen, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Amen. nor of the will of man, but of God. I am here because God wanted me to be here. And I couldn't help how I got here. Amen. But I'm here because God wanted me to be here. Hey, we're children of God. Amen, amen, amen. So there's something greater than my natural lineage. Yeah, there's certain traits that may follow through that natural lineage, but there's a heavenly trait that's been following me. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. All right, amen. I wanna pick up. Oh my, just a couple things here. Let me go back to a little quote that I had. This is out of Smyrnian Church Age. God came down in a blood cell. Not through a man, but the Holy Ghost, and in that virgin womb, a tabernacle for the purpose of death was built. The seed of the woman came in order that he be bruised to bring us our salvation. When the Holy Ghost came upon Mary, he created within her womb the cell that would multiply and become the body of our Lord. That cell was created. It was the beginning of the creation of God. That is who Jesus is. And that Holy One was filled with the holy blood, even the blood of God. That tabernacle came to birth. He grew to be a man. He went to Jordan, and there that sacrifice was washed of John in the river called Jordan. When the acceptable sacrifice rose out of the water, God came and indwelt him, filling him with the Spirit without measure. And when he died and shed his blood, the perfect life of God was liberated to come back upon the sinner who accepted the Christ as his Savior. Look at this. It says, oh, how striking it is. Jehovah, born, crying over a manure pile. He's in a manger, right? Amen. Born, crying over a manure pile. Jehovah, born in a manger of straw. There is your everlasting sign to the proud and puffed up pseudo-intellectuals that have evolved their own theology and denied the truth of God. Look, Jehovah, amen, God, a crying baby. Can you imagine that? Now, I'm going to tell you something, amen. You know, Brother Branham says this now, and I'm going to just have to take what the prophet said. He said that Anna was blind when she came to Jesus. You know, Simeon and Anna said, Anna was a blind woman that came to Jesus. She had spent all her years there in the temple, you know, after her husband had passed away. And it says Anna was blind, a blind prophetess that was coming to the Lord Jesus. And I just imagine, you know, she got there and she was just worshiping and praising, identifying that this is the Savior of mankind. And I could just imagine, even as a baby, knowing who this was, even as a baby, had Anna maybe picked him up and just maybe he mistakenly, you know how babies can't get their hands and extremities and everything all together, and maybe just mistakenly, I just believe if Anna would have just got a little touch from Jesus, I think her blindness would have went away even without him ever saying a prayer. Because the Bible say, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I just believe that would have happened. Ooh, glory to God. Jehovah. Amen. Let's look at him now. Jehovah God, a crying baby in a stinking barn. Then we think we have a right to be proud, holding up our nose, criticizing and acting as though we were somebody. Man, here's your real sign. This is the right one. Jehovah playing as a boy. I want to, if it was Jehovah playing today, Jehovah playing football. Jehovah playing soccer. Jehovah playing basketball. Jehovah playing baseball. My God, wouldn't you want Jehovah on your team? And I can imagine every time he got the ball. Glory to God. Maybe they give it to him and he start running and guys approaching him like they're going to tackle him and they just fall down. And guys can't figure out what is going on here. This man got some type of shield on him. Hallelujah. Amen. He can't be hurt. He can't be touched. And that's the way we are. We can't be hurt. We can't be touched. When the devil tries to bring something that will hurt us, what do? Glory to God, and we keep pressing on. Amen. Look at this. Jehovah playing as a boy. Jehovah working in a carpenter shop. Jehovah washing the feet of fishermen. I will give you a sign. And God, not the sign of a white-collar priesthood, not the sign of wealth and power. There's nothing in this sign that you will want or think suitable, but it is an everlasting sign. It is the greatest sign of all. Jehovah standing in the courtyard, bruised and bleeding with thorns on his brow. See, I told you, we got to go through. If Jesus went through to some things, we're going to have to go through. We got to face our trials. We don't run from them. Amen. We run to them. Amen. Jehovah, amen, bleeding with thorns on his brow and spit on his face, mocked and set at naught. Jehovah despised and rejected, hanging naked upon the cross. I want you to get that. While the hypocrites jeered and dared him to come down off the cross, Jehovah dying, Jehovah praying, and nothing happening. Now, that one get me right there. I like that one. Jehovah praying and nothing happening. How many of Jehovah's offspring have prayed and seemed like nothing was happening? But I'm going to tell you, when you're praying and it seemed like nothing's happening, just be certain of God. Hey, I'm going to tell you, even when it looked like he not working, he always working. He never stopped working. Can I share just a quick testimony? Can I just inject this testimony? We're here in a different season. We had our church that we were fellowshipping under, and you know, with there for 13 years. But we knew it was the Almighty God that allowed for another church to come in and say, we want to pay market rent for this spot. Market rent was $6,000 a month. Now, I think that's just way too much to be paying. I think that's not good use of the finances that God gave us. So we had to make a decision, say, no, we're not going to take a three-year lease, $6,000 a month. We're not going to do that. And then on top of that, now, some of y'all might think this way, but I don't think it's good as a Christian to do this. Don't sign your name to a contract and say you're going to do this and then break it in the middle of the contract. That's not Christianity. That's a terrible testimony. If you told them people you're going to stay there for 3 years, it got to be something supernatural to get you out of that. Otherwise, you owe them people that money. We don't say amen to that, but it's the truth in the house. You sign your name to that contract. Your name got to be worth something. So I said, I'm not going to sign the name to the contract like that. And we owe this for all the time. And we know that we're believing God to find our own space. We're believing God for that. So, we've been working with a couple different people. We got a particular building in our mind that we want to go after. And amen. And the Lord blessed me to have conversation with the pastor and just inform. We're trying to put a formal offer together for him. That's what we're trying to do. So God kind of connected us through a number of things. Amen. My daughter was at work and just happened to be working on this guy's teeth. My daughter Sarah. And while she cleaned the teeth, she hear him with the Bible in his ear. She's like, well, this guy must be a Christian. So actually going to get him checked, I say, but what church you go to? He tell the name of the church. And he said, what church you go to? He said, well, I go to this church, and we're in the process of trying to find our own property. We're trying to do this. He said, you know, I think I can help y'all out. I say, what? He said, she said, okay, well, you call my daddy then. Amen. Here's his number. You call my daddy. Amen. That's the way to do it. No? You think you can help us out? Now, you ain't talking to me. You're going to talk to my daddy. All right. So he called, and he put me in contact with somebody else. And then I set out, me and the brother sat out and had breakfast with him. And after we had breakfast, he put us in contact with somebody else. We're just going through all these different people, getting contacts. I said, okay, all right, we'll just give them what they asked us for. And recently they finally told us that, you know, y'all been approved up to a certain amount of money. Y'all been already approved. I said, well, can y'all put that on paper and tell us, you know, so we can give this to the people, let them know that we're ready to close now, right? And he said, okay, we'll work that out. Y'all just give us all this paperwork and we'll get something, you know, worked out for you. And I said, okay. So as we're going through the process of getting all the paperwork from them, I got an email this week from a guy that's working in the company that's trying to provide us financing. And the guy, you know, as I saw the name, he said, Jack Duff, it's so good to see your name on this paper. He says, I started this company after I left our previous job. I started this company to help small churches get financing. I started, and so the guy that sent me the email used to be my boss. I should say my boss's boss. My boss's boss started this company, and he said, now he's watching over the process. I went to Sister Michelle because she told me when I got that job, I'm like, Lord, why you want me on this job? Why you want me working here? I mean, I don't understand it. And she said, Brother Jack, God gonna have you on that job. You're gonna meet somebody that's gonna be able to help us get our new church. She told me that 5-6 years ago. And now this guy was my boss's boss, which means I know him personally. All I can say is this. He never stops working. Even when it seems like he's not working, he never stops working. Hey, and I can tell you something else. All things work together for good. To them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. What I'm learning to do is enjoy the journey. There's testimonies that's gonna come along the entire journey. Let's just worship God in the midst of it. My. And I want to say thank you to your saints that believe God with us. Amen. Y'all standing with us. Thank God for you. I appreciate that. No, you got the vision too. You know we get ready to step into something. We just gonna wait on God. And while we're waiting, we'll keep praising. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Jehovah despised and rejected, hanging naked upon the cross while the hypocrites jeered and dared him to come down off the cross. Jehovah dying, Jehovah praying and nothing happening. Then Jehovah died. That is the sign for all men now. There isn't another like it. It is the great one. Goes on. My, it says, then the darkness came upon the earth. They put him in a tomb. There he lay those 3 days and nights until an earthquake shattered the gloom of night and it came forth. Jehovah came forth. See, the story ain't over. I don't care how gloomy it looks for a son of God and for a daughter of God. The story is not over. And that's why Brother Host Waitem can sing, it's already done. Yeah. Amen. Oh my. Amen. You got to know that by revelation. It's already done. Saying I'm just going through the motions, but it's already done. Yeah. He says, they put him into him that there he lay 3 days and nights until an earthquake shattered the gloom of night. And he came forth. Jehovah came forth. Jehovah ascended on high. Then Jehovah returned to indwell his church. Where is Jehovah now? Where's Jehovah? Jehovah's in you. Amen. Jehovah's in me. Glory to God. Amen. To indwell his church, Jehovah came back with a mighty rushing wind and flames of fire. Jehovah came back to walk in the midst of his church and empower his people. Once more, Jehovah came, and this time to stay in his people. And again, Jehovah heals the sick. Jehovah raises the dead. And manifests himself by the Spirit. Jehovah came back speaking in tongues and giving the answer back in interpretation. Jehovah came down and he raised the prostitute to sin no more. He came down to the drunkard with fly blows on his face and lay unconscious in the gutter. Yes, Jehovah came to manifest in flesh and manifest through flesh. Jehovah came, God in us. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. This last says, yes, Jesus came and shed his blood and set the captive free. He come and redeemed his lost sheep. Glory, he gave them eternal life. They shall never perish. He won't lose one of them, but raise them up at the last days. Hallelujah. The second death cannot hurt them. It has no power over them, for they are the lambs, and they follow him wherever he goes. You know, as I was just, you know, pondering this, I went back and looked at the scripture, 1 John 3 that we read, amen, verse 1 and 2. I want to read it to you from the emphatic diglot. It says, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. It's a honor. It's an honor to be a child of God. I'm not just the son of Jack and Ellen. No, I'm a child of God. Amen. You're not the son of just whoever your parents are. No, you're a child of God. Amen. And you weren't born here by the flesh, the will of flesh, or the will of man. You were born by the will of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. You're not a mistake. You are predestinated to be here for this season, for this time, for this hour. Amen. Beloved, we are the children of God. Amen. No matter where we come from, no matter what nation we represent, we're the children of God. Amen. Because we all represent heaven. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It says, beloved, now we are the children of God. And it has not yet been seen what we shall be. We know, however, that if he should appear, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Now, I don't care what the devil tells you, that you fail here, you fail there. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Amen. My failures don't separate me from my position. Oh, I love the Lord Jesus. Let me just read a few more quotes to you. Here is out of the message, what was the Holy Ghost given for? It says, you know, in the same chapter, John 14, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Jesus said, I've been so long with you, Philip, and you don't know me. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And why sayest thou unto me, show us the Father? God was made flesh. Now here it is. The Father was God over you. That was the Father. We're saying we've been since Adam. God the Father was over Moses and the children of Israel in a pillar of fire. Then God with us in Christ walked with us. Glory. Amen. Talked with us, ate with us, slept with us. God over us, God with us, and now God in us. All God was coming to Christ. All Christ was coming to the church. What is it? God working in you. Anywhere in the world, if he wants to call on you, you're right here working in you to do his good will. How we ought to thank God for that. God, the Holy Spirit, is sent for the purpose of God, living in his church, moving through each age, working out his divine will. He goes on, when men make fun of you, I love this. When men make fun of you, that thing about, I was telling you how Brother Branham coming to school one day with his mama's shoe on, with his daddy's shoe on. Children don't have no filters. They just let it fly. Man, you can just imagine the embarrassment that he must have felt. But they had no idea this man standing there with mama's shoe and daddy's shoe was the very fulfillment of Scripture. Think about maybe some of the times people might have laughed at you because of who you were. But they didn't realize they were laughing at a child of God. Look at this. When men make fun of you, they're not making fun of you. Say that. When men make fun of you, they're not making fun of you. They're making fun of him that sent you. Oh, I want to say that again. When men make fun of you, they're not making fun of you. They're making fun of him that sent you. So Jesus said, blessed are ye when men shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Blessed are you. And again, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. For when God made himself known in Christ, they hated him. Who hated him worse? The church. The church hated him worse. They hated him worse than the drunkard. They hated him worse than all the other people. It was the church that hated him. So therefore, when you see cosmos, the world order, the world knoweth him not, means the church, so-called, knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. To them that believed on his name, oh, how we should love him and worship him, the purpose of God, wanting to become in fellowship. All right, I thank God for this. Let me skip on a little bit more. Amen. Let me see here. This will be my last quote. Coming out of Smyrnian church age, I just want you to understand, church, we got to recognize right now we are the sons and daughters of God. We're not gonna be. And can I say this? You know, when you're born into a particular family, they want you to be on your best behavior because you're always representing that family name, right? And if anything goes down, your name comes up, and you represent the family, right? Your name comes up. Your name is shown on the news and all that. Your name is what's representing the family. Your cousins know you, that's so and so. That you don't want to do anything that's gonna bring shame to your family. I wanna encourage you. Don't do anything that's gonna bring shame to your spiritual family. You gotta recognize who you are. No, you're not just a man. You're not just some person just walking the earth. God had a purpose and a plan for you being born. That job that you have, it's God got a purpose and plan for you to have that job. Somebody he wants to reach while you're there. Amen. You have to see yourself as more than what you really are. You are a child of God. That's the greatest heritage that anyone could have, is to know that I'm connected to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here, this is one of my favorite quotes. I want to just read this, and I'll close here. Out of Smyrnian church, it says, "Now, then, here we are coming to a conclusion." It says, "As the eternal Logos, God, was manifest in the Son, and in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and that eternal one was the Father manifest in flesh, and thereby gained the title of Son. Even so, we eternal in his thoughts, and our term became the many-membered spoken word seed." I want y'all to get this one. This is important. In his thoughts, we became the many-membered spoken word seed. See, he was manifest in the flesh, but now we have been manifest in the flesh. Manifest in the flesh in those eternal thoughts. Now manifested in flesh are the sons of God, even as we are so called. We did not become seed by the rebirth. We were seed and therefore were reborn. For only the elect can be reborn. Because we were seed is the reason we could be quickened. That's why we're in this church. You could go to any church that you want to go to, but no, you come where they feeding you the word. Feeding you the truth, right? And it's because there's something in you that longs for that. You know, when we heard this word, no matter what our background was, when we heard this word, we'd go into church. We done been to church before. We done heard about what happened in the Garden of Eden, but that stuff never settled with us. Somebody eating a fruit in the garden, that don't seem to make no sense. We just accepted it because everybody said it, but it didn't make sense. But when we come to this word and somebody say, "No, it was adultery in the garden," I say, hey, that makes sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This word connects us. This word bypasses, amen, all of our nationalities and all that. This word is what connects us. Hallelujah. In non-seed, there's nothing to quicken. Hold this carefully in mind. Now take the next step. Redeem means to buy back. It restores to the original owner. God, by his death, the shed blood, brought back his own. He brought back the spoken word seed bride. "My sheep hear my voice." That means they hear the word. and they follow me. You always were a sheep. You never were a pig or a dog turned into a sheep. That is impossible, for every kind of life produces the same kind, and there's no change in species. As we were in the thoughts of God and expressed in flesh, there had to come a day when we would hear his voice, the word, and hearing that voice, become aware of our Father calling us and recognize that we are the sons of God. Amen. We heard his voice and we cried out, as did the prodigal son, save me, O my Father, I am returning to thee. Says a son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. Amen. We got many children of God out there just wandering aimlessly, not recognizing that they are children of God. Amen. We're praying for them. Amen. Amen. A son of God can go a long time before he recognizes that he is a son. In fact, a lot of true Christians are like the story of the baby eagle that was hatched out under a hen. You know that eagle is a type of the true believer? Amen. Well, a farmer took an egg from an eagle's nest and he placed it under a hen. In due time, all the eagles under the hen hatched out. The baby chicks got along fine with the mother hen, but that little eagle could not figure out the clucking and scratching for food in the manure pile. He managed to make a living, but he was pretty confused about it all. Hallelujah. But one day, from way up in the air, the mother eagle that had laid the egg spied that little eagle on the ground. She swooped down with tremendous speed and screamed at the top of her voice for him to fly up to meet her. He had never heard an eagle cry. My God. But when he heard that first scream, something in him stirred and he longed to launch out toward it. But he was afraid to try. Amen. There's that fear again. Amen. Again, that mother screamed for him to arise in the wind and follow her. Now notice, mama didn't come pick him up. He had to use what he had. He was born to fly. And somehow he had to get over his fear and start flying. And you're going to have to overcome your fear and start doing what God called you to do. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, but he was afraid of trying again. That mother screamed for him to rise in the wind and follow her. He screamed back that he was afraid. Once more, she called out, screaming that he try. Amen. Beating his wings. I love that. I just got it all in my mind. Beating his wings, he hurled himself into the air. He'd never done this before. He just jumped up. My God. Hurled himself in the air, and he, in answering the cry of his mother, he soared off into the blue skies. See, I'm going to tell you, nature just kicked in once he got up. Yes. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It says, soared off into the blue skies. You see, he was always an eagle. He acted like a chicken for a little while, but he could not be satisfied. See, sometimes we act like the world. We look like the world, but we'll never be satisfied. We might as well get back and start acting like a child of God, because that's who we are. Hey, I got representation somewhere else, and it's not in the lower world. Amen. It's in a heavenly atmosphere. And it's time for me to act like heaven on earth. All right. You see, he always was an eagle. He acted like a chicken for a little while, but he could not be satisfied. But when he heard the call of the great eagle, he came to his own place. And once a true son of God, hears the cry of the Spirit. And how are you going to hear it? By the word. He too will realize who he is and run to the great prophet eagle and be with him forever, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I like that. I'm seated right now in heavenly places. You know, I'm going to tell you, when you seated in the heavenly places, you respond to things differently. You act differently. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and as Christians, we don't have to get all caught up in a lot of this stuff. We don't. You know, one thing for me is, as I see, you know, everywhere you turn, I don't care where I don't care what you do, everywhere you turn, somebody got some conspiracy. Somebody got another theory. and we just be chasing this one and chasing that one. So we don't need to do that. As believers, we got scripture that we're watching to be fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We got scriptures that we're being watched. I'm going to tell you right now, they cannot wipe out the population. They can't do it. And the reason they can't do it is because there's scripture left to be fulfilled. There's going to be a rapture. There's going to be 144,000 come. It's going to be a tribulation. Right? Somehow they're going to make it through all this. I don't know how, but they're going to make it through. Look, God's word is not going to fall to the ground and return void. I don't care what people say. So ain't no sense in us as believers walking around in fear. Amen. I'm not coming to church because of a vaccine or a virus. That's not why I'm coming to church, because I'm afraid. I'm coming because I love God. And I just can't wait to get in the presence of God with his people singing praises. It just blessed my soul when I come. But I'm not running from nothing that the devil's doing. I'm not afraid of any of that. Amen. If I drink anything deadly, it won't harm me. That's what the Bible says. Amen. I might as well say this while I'm here. You know, somebody was asking me, he's like, Brother Jack, can you give me a scripture or something for us, for me not to take the vaccine, that you can, you know, give to support not taking the vaccine? I said, now, I'm going to be honest, I can't give you a specific scripture. Now, you might have your own personal scripture, but from the pastor, I can't just give you something like that, all right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, but I can't really give you that, because I can go to this message and I can show you where Brother Branham prayed for these things. He prayed that God would help them find a vaccine. And the reason I say that this is, it's not the mark of the beast. I know that much. And the reason I can say that is because, you know, they had in early days the Salk vaccine. It's for people that was suffering from polio, right? And they had a vaccine for it. Now, if a vaccine is the mark of the beast, it would have been the mark of the beast back then. So I can't give you nothing like that. But I will say this, you have your own choice. I will tell you that much. You have your own choice. But you know, you can't put this on God like that now. This is not the mark of the beast. I'll tell you what the mark of the beast is. I can tell you what it is. I know the vaccine is not that, but I'll tell you what it is. It is to reject the reveal. Not just the word, the reveal word for your day. That's the mark of the beast. You can go back to Cain and see that. He had a mark placed on him. And that mark was given to him because he rejected the reveal word. Because God told him exactly what to do. And this vaccine ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing. Now, I'm not telling you to get it or not get it. I ain't telling you none of that. That's up to you. But I will tell you, you don't have to walk in fear. Amen. Whether you get it or don't get it, you ain't got to walk in fear. I don't want people that got it fearing those. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I had an old friend of mine. She sent me all I did was say happy birthday. I sent a text and said happy birthday. And she said, Jack, I didn't know you was living here in Palm Beach County. Maybe we can catch up for lunch. But she said, do you have the vaccine? And she put it out on social media so everybody to read it. You know what I did? I never answered her. So if you won't go out with me because I don't have the vaccine, we shouldn't go out. You won't come to church and worship me with me because I don't have it. Where your faith at? Right? I mean, that's why I say this should never, never be a thing to divide people. Don't let it divide people. That's just nonsense. Actually, this is a trick of the enemy. This whole thing is a trick of the enemy. And if you can't see that, we just get a side. We don't want to do that. Not here. Amen. And I know this closer quarters. So if we have a meeting and we invite more churches, y'all don't get afraid. Well, it's going to be more people. So what that mean? It's going to be more people. You don't do that when you walk in Walmart and see the parking lot full of cars. You don't never, oh, it's a lot of people in this Walmart. No, you get out, you find yourself a parking space and you walk right on in there. Say amen, somebody. So if you can have faith to go to Walmart, you can sure have faith to come to the house of God. Amen. 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 Beloved, now are we the children of God. God richly bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen, as Brother Troy prepares to come. Father, we just thank you for your word helps us to see who we are and where we are. Not what we're going to be. No, this is who we are right now. Sometimes it may not look like it, may not feel like it, but God, we are who you said we are. We are your children. Manifested thoughts of an eternal God brought forth in this season to show the world Christ. Our families need to see Christ. Our co-workers need to see Christ. Amen. Whoever we come in contact, when we're going into the restaurants, people need to see Christ. Lord, we want them to see Christ in us. Sometimes we walk through this world, and just as you walk, Father, the world that you came into the world, and the world absolutely knew you not. How could they miss the Creator? How could they miss the Redeemer? How could they miss the Savior? How could they do this? Blinded by other things in the world, they missed you. Lord, just trying to show even how many even miss your prophet that you sent, and now they're missing your children, your bride. They're missing us. But nonetheless, Lord, you know who we are, and we know who you are. And we're so happy to worship you and to praise you and to thank you and to be called your children. Father, as we leave this place today, God, Lord, let us go living like we are your children. Let us go acting like we are your children. Let us go talking like we are your children, knowing who our Father is. The great Creator is our Savior. Lord, we love you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Brother Troy will come and close the service out for us. Amen.
Church, say amen. You love the Lord. Amen. You know, as we was telling the story about that eagle, and I can only imagine when that eagle finally stepped out on faith and recognized who he was and got amongst his brothers and sisters, he said something like this: oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. When Jesus was, when Jesus was, when Jesus was, he washed my sins away. Oh, what a happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, what a happy day when Jesus was. Stand to your feet this morning. When Jesus washed. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away.
Oh, what a happy day. He taught me how to. He taught me how to walk, fight, and pray. Oh, my good God. Yes, he did. Fight and pray. And live, rejoice. Live rejoicing. Not sometime, but every day. Oh, yes, he did. Every day. Oh, happy day. Oh, what a happy day when Jesus washed. Oh, when he washed. When Jesus washed, he washed my sins away. Oh, what a happy day. Amen, amen. Good love the Lord. Amen. Oh, what a happy day that was. Amen. A happy day. Amen. When Jesus washed our sins away. Amen. The problem is a lot of us don't recognize who we are. Amen. Recognize who we are. Amen. It was just so much in that message. Amen. I trust that something was said. Amen. That you pack it under your feet and raise a little higher. Amen. Something to give you a little bit of strength and the courage to just keep going. Amen. We say, keep walking. Amen. So when the trials and the tribulations come, amen, shake those things off. Pack them under your feet and keep walking. Amen. Says amen that we are victorious. Amen. You know, another song here I have on my heart. Amen. And we'll sing this little chorus of this just before we get ready to go. Amen. We're living in this day. Amen. And we have the vaccines and the pandemic and all of these kind of turmoils and things going on. But you know what? This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's sing it out again. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord, amen, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I'm not going to be sad. I'm going to be glad. I'm not going to let the devil bring me down. This is the day. Amen. We'll leave this place this morning rejoicing, because we know who we are. We know where we stand. We know who our daddy is. And we know he has everything under control. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, it is. That the Lord I will rejoice. I will rejoice. Oh, this is the day that the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad. This is the day. Most gracious Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we thank you for the word that came forth this morning. Lord God, as we prepare to leave this place, oh Father God, Lord, we'll go, Lord God, with a joy of praise on our lips, a song in our heart, singing praises unto you, Lord, because we have the victory. Lord, we will walk victorious. We will work victorious. And we will shine the light wherever we go, Lord God. Lord God, because they said, you are the way, oh Father God, the truth and the light. And because you are in us, Lord, that makes us the way, oh Father God. A path, shine a path, a light, Lord God, to show people the way unto you, oh Father God. The open door, oh Father God. We ask you, oh Lord God, to just be with us, oh Father God. We ask you, oh Father God, to look on our path as he has given of himself, oh Father God. Restore his strength, oh Father God. Lord God, continue to bless him, oh Father God. Continue to bless each and every one of us. As we leave, may we leave praying one for another, Lord God. Those that may be absent today, Lord, we don't know why. We don't know what the problem may have been or why they couldn't make it this morning, oh Father. But Lord God, we pray for one another, Lord God. Lord, look on the Johnson family, oh Father God, and be with them in this hour, oh Father God, as they're burying, oh Father God, the matriarch of their family, oh Lord God. Lord, look on us all, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, as we prepare to leave this place, oh Father God. Give us traveling mercies among the highways, oh Father God. Bring us back again at the appointed time. Let the bride of Jesus Christ say, amen. This is the day. You may be seated. This is the day the Lord has made, that the Lord, I will rejoice, I will and be glad. Amen. Brothers, come and dismiss at this time. Has made, I will rejoice and be glad in me. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made.